be sued by, he said there were a couple of Italians, and he wasn't sure whether they may be, they might be Nazi people, so he put it through Babylon's attorney. It's one step removed. Smart, you know, that's the name, that's being smart.
Yeah.
He's doing the same thing, we'll buy this damn house.
That house, that's a great idea, doesn't that sound great?
Well, you
I want to see a, well, as a matter of fact, I told you, it's 25 minutes, a little far.
It's not bad.
Could I ask you one other thing? Do you want to put the refrigerator in? Are you getting, making any progress on putting the theater up above, or is that broken down?
No, the bowling alley, if you try the bowling alley.
I've got the plan for the bowling alley.
It doesn't fit in the theater.
Well, can they put it someplace else?
Yes.
Great, I'd rather have it at another place, put it in the theater.
Where it fits.
The only place, and it won't fit the tunnel either, there's not a long enough straight stretch.
Where it fits is, as you go, I'm not exactly sure, but as you go out, you go forward, and there's a hole where the carpenter shops are and stuff, underground, out under the front of the portico, the north portico. And you, the way you go is through that entrance down there by the kitchen, and right on out, across that driveway.
And that's what broke my brother.
And there's a little place, you go down a hall, and then you turn left, and there's room for a single-lane bowling alley, and a room where they can put the sauna and the other thing, and a little big silence rubbing table in there, so that you can do that if you want.
All I, yeah, you should have a rubbing table there, but you should have a sauna and a shower.
A toilet in the whirlpool.
Toilet, a wash basin in the whirlpool.
But a small whirlpool.
Not a, oh, I don't want a big one.
It's a thing where you just, it's really a big bathtub, that's what we're talking about.
That's what they use at the spa.
So that's all we want, because it's what I, what nobody's going to be in there except me. If they get the big thing, they have to put a filter in and chlorine and all that.
All I want to get is just me or Pat will be in.
Okay,
one of the rest.
The way you use it then, see, is you just run the water in when you're going to do it. You fill it up, and then they turn on the machine that gurgles it while you're in it. And when you're finished, you pull the plug like you do in a bathtub. So you don't maintain the water, you don't have to have the filter in and all that.
Jules.
Folks, I'm going to start through that whole list now.
Fine. I want to ask you.
there, David, Tricia?
I just wanted to be sure.
Great idea.
Oh, wow. What is the cost?
Hi, I want to talk about the half. That's a big thrill. I haven't told him about the fire shed, have you? Have you told him?
No, I haven't told him about it.
No, because they have, I only can send in a note to Steve Bull saying, Steve bought a house. See, so wasn't there anything more word on like where and all? I don't know that in all. Daddy, we didn't get to tell you what Beebe did on the price of the house. Guess what Beebe did on the price of the house? He shook them down $12,500.
How'd you do that? I'm not telling you. What happened? Did you close the deal?
Yeah, we got it for $127.
How did it?
How'd you get it now? Because they already turned down one.
Just talk a little bit.
Thank you. Shelley's talking, huh?
Well, Shelley, you're watching for her to return. She's going to leave in contact with her.
Dad, you don't know what charm this yard has, a beautiful little stone patio.
We ought to drive by.
And your refrigerator's being put in.
Mommy didn't know about that.
No, but I think it's one that's in, she'll love it. I mean, you know, it's so easy to...
Well, it's true, it's just being put in there.
It's a great idea.
All the shelves should be taken out of there.
Don't you want the shelves in so they put glasses and little canisters and stuff?
The shelves,
yeah.
I mean the other shelves.
The junk, yeah.
And shoes and everything, put it up in the store, all that crap.
Mm-hmm. You heard about this? Little refrigerator in Daddy's bedroom closet. So if he wakes up in the night, he doesn't have to walk 50 feet to get a glass of milk.
Yeah.
Isn't that a great idea?
Also, I come in and all those, frankly, those other people, they're all jabbering in the kitchen.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to walk in.
I can drink by myself.
Yeah.
Sure.
Sure.
Oh, and we're getting going on the solarium. It's going to be beautiful.
Do
you like bright yellow? With
red,
orange.
Bright colors and comfortable furniture.
And we're getting you a reclining chair. You know, the kind that goes back with the feet.
And comfortable furniture, like comfortable furniture, the West Coast.
You like the dining room chairs in the, at Camp David, don't you?
Yes, I do.
We're getting those and a table.
Right. Do the main thing is to get nice, beautiful, draperies too, so that it pulls off. The brightness of the room up and take off the horrible bar, but have a nice bar there.
We will.
Because we've got to have a bar where we can have booze there.
Folding door.
With booze,
yeah.
So that we can close it and lock it. Mm-hmm. But where, you know.
You got a 2:30 yet?
I don't know.